Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Soul Healing Journeying Around the World. Today I am in Zurich, Switzerland. And the meditation today is being hosted by my dear friend Maria, who is letting me use her space to create this meditation. And I would like to invite you to find a comfortable space, maybe a sofa or a bed or a chair, whatever is comfortable for you. Make sure there are no interruptions, your cell phone is off, and anybody in the house knows not to interrupt you for the next 30 minutes or so. And as you're sitting relaxed, I invite you to find a spot in the ceiling or in a wall and just stare at it. And as you stare at that spot in the ceiling, and if it when it starts fading on you, you'll be able to see what's behind it. And maybe you can see the sky. Maybe you can see the clouds, if there is any. And if you're not seeing anything, that's fine too. And as you continue looking, your eyes are starting to get heavier. And you will feel the need to just close your eyes and relax at some point. And whenever you're ready, you can just close your eyes if you haven't closed yet. And we're going to take a series of 5 or 6 deep breaths. And slowly we'll start sending relaxation to the body. And we're going to do it slowly, so bear with me with the breath. And I invite you to take a deep breath. And slowly, as you let go of the air, just start sending relaxation to your body. For some people, sending relaxation has sensation attached to it. However it is for you is perfect. And I invite you to take another deep breath. And as you let go of the air, continue sending relaxation. To your neck and your shoulders, to your arms. On the next deep breath, continue sending relaxation as you let go of the air, to your chest, your stomach. And I invite you to take another deep breath. And slowly, as you let go of the air, continue sending relaxation . Feeling relaxed, I would like to invite you to the journey today. This is a journey of healing and love. And everything you experience should be interpreted from that. And if you have a balcony or a backyard, I invite you to go outside and look at the sun. And convert yourself slowly as your body warms up into a bird. Notice what birds you have become. And make sure you have a small, either backpack or something, to carry things that we're going to find during the journey so you can bring it back with you. And whenever you're ready, you can just jump and start flying. And enjoy the experience of being a bird and the freedom that it gives you. Notice what kind of you is present to you. You might be able to see your town's view, wherever you live. Sometimes a different view is available to you. If it's not familiar, try to zoom in to notice some details so you can search for it later. I invite you to be playful, play with the wind, the wind has the power to whisper things in your ear. Notice if you hear any whispering. You can fly up all the way to the cloud. And as you get to the clouds, just hover above them. Notice if there are people there that would like to talk to you. I'll give you a message of healing and love. Some of us can even see our guardian's angel up there. If they are there, have a conversation with them. Now we'll give you some time to fly above the clouds and engage in conversation. If no one is there, just enjoy the flight and explore what there is above there. From there, I invite you to speed up and get some speed and head towards Brazil to the Amazons over there. So you're welcome to speed up above the ocean. And we're going to the Amazons in Brazil looking for a medicine plant. For some of us, as we fly above the never-ending Amazon, the trees or the plants will try to communicate with you through all kind of methods. If they do so, just go down there and notice who is trying to communicate. If not, you'll see a village from above. Land there and look for the medicine man or woman of the village. They have a tent or a cabin covered with feathers. And walk inside and let them know that you're looking for medicine for yourself or your loved one. And let them know that you're going to be back to pick up the medicine and you would also like to have the ingredients they used to make the medicine so you can make it at home later. Say thank you, and we shall be back to pick up the medicine. And you're welcome. if you haven't done so, convert yourself back to a bird and head back into the ocean. And we're looking for an island just in the middle of the ocean, an island of sand with just nothing on it, just sand. And I invite you to land there and find a spot that is comfortable for you. And create energetic connection to the universe above and to the ground. And however the connection is perfect. And you can invite your guardian angel or anyone that you need support from to come and have a conversation with you. And you can request visions, help, support, guidance for anything you're dealing with. If you're ready to leave, close the energetic connection and look at the sun and let the warmth of the sun convert you into a bird again if you haven't done so yet. And from there, you can jump and start flying. This time we're flying to the Himalaya Mountains, so start getting high altitude. And we're heading to a healing center and a temple on one of the mountains. And you will find that center from above. You'll see the big Buddha statue on top of the mountain. And when you get there, land on top of the mountain and ask one of the monks that you will see walking around take you into the temple so you can have a prayer session. When you go inside, go ahead and meditate and put your prayers out into the world. Request all the protection that you need. Then you can pray for your needs and your loved ones' needs. You can walk outside, and as you go down, you will find yourself in the healing center, where they provide special healing massages and all kind of array of treatments that exists in that side of the world. You are welcome to either go swim in the healing water that they have in the pool, or request a massage. However you choose to do there, or whatever you choose to do there, either notice the touch of the water in your body, or the energy in the hand of the person who's giving you the massage. complete the massage or the swimming, and whenever you're ready, you can start heading to the top of the mountain where you saw the Buddha statue. Convert yourself into a bird. And start heading back towards Brazil, to the Amazon. Get some speed. When you get there, land at the village. And go check on the medicine man or woman to see what kind of medicine they prepared for you or your loved ones. Remember to ask them for the recipe. Feel free to negotiate with them to make sure you can have the recipe with you. When you're done, convert yourself back again to a bird if you haven't done so. And notice if you are the same bird, or if you have changed on yourself. And it doesn't matter. And you can start flying back . Notice if any other birds join you for the flight back home . Enjoy the flight home and be present to the view. And as you fly above the ocean, scenes from your life that requires healing might be playing on the ocean. If you see anything, just beam light and love to those experiences. And notice how the light changes the colors and the experience of the event. Thank you. And whenever you're ready, you can head back home, back to the balcony or the backyard, or wherever you started your journey. And as soon as you land, check the backpack to see if anything entered into the bag without your knowledge during the journey. And you can enter the house and go to the chair where you started your journey and start generating the energy of love in your body and just cover yourself with that energy. And slowly be present to where you're sitting, to your body position. And whenever you're ready, you can present yourself back into the room. I'm going to count until 3. 1, 2, 3. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes and be present to the room. And I thank you for joining me again for Soul Healing Journeying Around the World. And I wish you a blessed day with whatever you want to create. And hope you join me again. Bye-bye.